This is head coach Paula Kruger of the Northern State University Wolves, and you're listening to Wolves Basketball on Hub City Radio. Go Wolves!
81-79 in overtime, Northern State wins it. This is your Tough Fitness Wolves Wrap postgame show on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by victorious head coach Paula Kruger. And coach, kind of a tale of two halves, but at the end of the day, Marshall's a tough place to play in. It's always a tough place to win in, and you guys take care of business. What's kind of your opening thoughts from this one?
You know, I mean, if you'd have told me that we were going to finish with a starter out with fouls, another one with four, somebody that was playing unbelievable defense, and Reagan getting five, and then we go into overtime and we were going to find a way. When we were on our way here, I'd have said, I'll take it. You know, trying to figure out how to help these guys play like this all the time is obviously going to be our greatest challenge. But, you know, we put in a couple simple things about cutting to the basket and looking for the ball. And, you know, it paid off today. And we've really asked Taylor to try and start to assert herself, to be that person that wants the ball, that demands the basketball. And I think you saw that today, and the kids bought into that and got her touches. And, you know, she did what she was supposed to do. Would we like to have a couple more layups? That's what she said. She said, now I just got to finish. And I said, yeah, but getting you those and establishing that and figuring out, that's half the battle, and the team playing together. And when I went in, I said, the biggest thing for Northern State is to figure out what shots are our best shots to take. And then I asked them, how many threes did we shoot today, guys? And they said, five? And I said, we took eight. And I said, scored how many points? And they're like, 80. Twice our score from Wednesday, they were screaming. And it shows you that if we move the ball and we're patient with it, you get opportunities to be able to score in the paint, even when people pack it in, if you're cutting, if you're passing off the double teams. And we had some turnovers trying to make an extra pass, but I would rather have that kind of turnover than, you know, just junking something up because we panic. We dribbled a little bit too much late in the game, and that's on me. I probably should have burned my timeout before. But I thought Mo was turning the corner to her left, and I thought we were going to get a layup. And obviously, hindsight's 20/20. But I'm just really proud of the effort. The thing I saw today that was missing in Aberdeen on Wednesday was every single loose ball, we had a body on it. And I mean, they dove from anywhere and everywhere to make sure that ball belonged to the Wolves, and that's huge.
100%. I thought Reagan Russ played an outstanding game defensively. She had a couple of those plays where she was diving on the ground for loose balls, and I said as much on the broadcast, Coach. I said during pregame, during Coach Kruger's corner, she's talking about, hey, we got to do the gross stuff, and I thought she did the gross stuff perfectly today.
Yeah, she really did a good job. You know, Swanson lit us up for the first 5 minutes. I think she had 17 in the first 5 minutes and finished with 23. And, you know, we varied it up. I mean, at the end of the game, we got Lucy Moore, all 5'6" of her, saying, make her work, kid. And, you know, it just enough to make her work. But, you know, I mean, you talk about people doing big things and important things. And Morgan Fiedler played, I think, pretty much the whole game. And I know she played most of the second half in the overtime with the ball in her hands. And so, you know, I mean, we're finding our way. We're still going to have valleys. And you're, like I said, the peaks are always so great. It's unfortunate our valleys have been pretty low, but we're gonna find a way. And I'm really proud of the effort. You know, no bigger offensive rebound than Lily Klein's right there. That's one of the things that she can do with her size. And so, I mean, everybody, I thought, did something. Carly came in and made some really great passes and was very confident in her skin. And, you know, Talia with her rebounding ability. And, you know, then there's Megan. I get the box score back. I'm like, oh, 6 for 9, 5 boards. You know, so quiet and unassuming. So I expect to see that from Izzy and Mo a little bit, because they got the ball in their hands and they've been taking the majority of our shots.
And in that first half, 4 turnovers. I mean, that's a really, really good number for you guys. Yeah. I know you finished with a little bit higher than maybe you would have liked, but that first half played really, really well. We're talking with head coach Paula Kruger. It's our Tough Fitness Wolves Wrap postgame show on Fox Sports Aberdeen. I know she did foul out of the game, but how about Izzy Moore with 8 assists, a new career high for her? I thought she played, in the short amount of time that she was out there because of foul trouble, I thought she played a solid game here too.
Yeah, Iz was great. You know, she's learning to trust her teammates and to trust the system, and they all are, because we don't even really know what our system is yet, right? We're still trying to figure it out, but we knew that cutting and flashing and all those things were going to be important, and, you know, we made them pay with that, and I thought we did a really good job of finding people. We're going to watch the film. We're going to see we missed some people. We're going to watch the film and find out that, you know, we probably forced it when we didn't have to, but With a young team, again, if you told me we were going to come into Southwest today and we were going to walk out of here with an overtime win, I'd have been really happy with you.
And also, we talk about keys to the game brought to you by the Aberdeen Chrysler Center. Number one was rebounding. You guys go plus 15 on the glass, 12-0 boards to their six. Feel really good about that. And three-point defense, you talked about it in the pregame show. This is a team that will load up. I mean, they're going to shoot a lot of threes. They've shot north of 40 a couple times this season. They shoot 25 today. They go 5 of 25, 20%. And that's some pretty good defense by you guys out there on the perimeter, too.
You know, we told them, like, we put them on the line a little bit down the stretch when we were pushing them off the line, and we felt like, man, we don't want them to shoot, and I think that caused us to, you know, maybe to bring our arms down a little bit. But we wanted them to have to take tough twos and to ride them outside of the lane and have to shoot layups from the outside of their body. And I thought for the most part we did a really good job of that. There were a couple times where we just gave them straight-line drive layups, and you're a little bit too afraid to help. You know, when you're guarding a three-point shooting team, and that's what happens. If they get downhill, you don't feel real good coming in to dig on it because they kick it out, and now you're trading a three for a two. And, you know, we take eight threes and win the game, and they take 25. I mean, they made almost more than we shot.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, I mean, it live by it, die by it kind of thing. And when they're on fire, they're hard to beat. But I just thought the toughness and the grittiness that we played with today was, you know, it was top-notch. That's how we have to be defined.
No two ways about it. It is a young team. How much can a win like this on the road, in an overtime game no less, kind of take that big step forward for a young program?
You know, our first game of the year was an overtime game, and we lost by two. And now we go into overtime here. I got a true freshman taking it out to end the game, right? Like,
yeah.
I got Mac going, I said, you go where it's comfortable. If you don't feel like you can force it anywhere, he said, throw it in. Worst thing, we just go to overtime, right? So, and she was confident, wanted the ball. You know, I thought they're just so young, sometimes I forget. And I can be – I don't know if anybody out there listening knows this, but I can kind of be a little bit of a butt every once in a while. I can be a little bit in your face. And for youngsters, they take it well. I mean, I chewed Lily Klein hard. And after the game, I said, man, I'm really sorry. She's like, it's okay, coach. I can take it. You know what I mean? So they're coming. I'm really, really proud of them. What a game. What a victory. Now we see them again at home, and I hope we can bring the same energy when we go home. But we got to figure out how to bottle this up, take it back, and now when we're playing conference games that are counters, we figure out how to do this and how to use this and how to build on it.